B-Pod Studios.
WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rockies Canadian Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just, it's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning! Wouldn't you know it, we are back again on 4th of July week when I'm supposed to be in Disney this week.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in Cabo right about now. It's not sitting well. Especially when I looked up the fun fact that Mecklenburg County has more cases than Cabo.
You should be in Cabo right now.
I should be. I get safer there.
Hiding out. I know. I was at the pool yesterday in my neighborhood, and this little boy, I mean, I don't know, 8-year-old, came over and was looking at Ruby, and my wife said to him, oh, do you live here? Like, do you go to school around here? He goes, no, I'm from New York. And Amanda, like, pulled, like, Ruby away. And I was like, yeah, you should pull Ruby away. You shouldn't give it to the guy in New York who's no longer a risk.
Yeah, we're the hot zone. I can't wait to, you know how we shut our borders to all the countries? I can't wait to all the other countries shut their borders to us.
I know. Believe me. We met in Union County last night. We're talking about shutting the border to Mecklenburg County. All right, let's do this. We have got so much to get to, including a huge announcement from Roy.
Oh.
We'll get to that. An awkward encounter I had leaving the radio station with someone on Thursday. Mm. We got to get to that. We got a quarantine court. Just so much to do. But why don't we start the show to start your Monday with something to get us in the mood.
Oh, your girl crush, Gwen Stefani.
This is when I crushed on her back in the day. This is my Gwen right here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Stick it in my butt or anything.
That's good. You shouldn't consume us that way. You should just consume us through your ears.
That's the only orifice we want to be digested.
Isn't that right, ma'am? That's how most people laugh on about our show. Like, hey, did you hear the Mani, Roy, and Loren show yesterday? They were hilarious.
We're not drop dead belly laugh, but we're like.
I forgot about that guy. That guy's like, that's like, that's like Dracula or something.
That's a very interesting laugh. We have a lot of fun laughs from our listeners.
We really do.
That's probably my favorite there.
This one here?
Yeah.
we're here on a Monday show. Now, Roy, you do have an announcement to make about something that we're doing at 7:30 this morning.
I'm calling a family meeting to discuss things that's been going on in my life. Something that's been going on since January to now. So we're going to have a big old family conversation.
We posted on our Insta that you were doing it, and we will read some of the comments. A lot of people think that there's one particular theme that you're going to mention in the family meeting today.
One particular theme? Yeah. I do like some of the oddballs, though. That's fun.
Yeah, we'll read a couple of those coming up here in a little bit. But producer Nicole, you went back, and we've only had a handful of family meetings. I mean, these don't come. This is a big deal. Like, Loren's going to pop on. And she's on maternity leave.
I know. Loren is coming back for it. I'm pretty sure you have called the most.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Mani loves firing off the family meeting.
Yep.
I called him for when my dog passed away.
I might have called Ruby.
Went to announce Ruby, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever called one.
No, Roy, you haven't.
I think this is my first family meeting.
Because when you came out, it was spontaneous.
Yeah, that wasn't a family meeting.
Yep.
Loren's called a family meeting before?
For her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not possible for me to be pregnant. So you know.
How was your weekend in 30? What'd you do?
It was pretty good. I got freaked out for a brief moment because we were invited to this retirement party.
You're friends with people who are retiring?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm so jealous. I look at all their accomplishments, and I'm like, I just want to fast forward to that when you quit working. But I went to the retirement party, and I was told that it was going to be like an outdoor area where everybody could be spacious. And then I walk into the room, and it's filled with people. And I go, well, what do I do?
Social distancing, no masks?
Do I just, with some of them, you know, but some people are, so, you know, no masks. So.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I manage this? And then luckily, I like skirted around on the corners of the room, found my way outside, and then I just planted up and distanced for everyone. But it was that weird moment. And I'm like, well, I can't leave because that would be the jerkest move of all moves.
Right.
I also can't cause a scene because that would be the jerkest moves of all moves. But I also, you know, as much as they want to, you know, some people don't care about social distancing, I do. And one thing I have found, every person that I've ever come across, where I tell them, hey, listen, I care about having my distance. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very respectful.
Yeah. So when you said you weren't going to cause a scene, were you going to walk into the party and be like, oh my God, what's wrong with you people? Does anybody here watch the news?
I'm calling the police.
Oh my God.
Large gatherings, more than 30. Actually, I think it's up to like 100 now.
Yeah, I think so.
Upped it. But it was all within legal parameters.
Right.
I just personally have my own.
Fall to your knees.
Yeah. No. So many people wanted to do photos, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing photos.
I was betrayed. I know. There's even a picture of me, and I think Anne, from when we dropped off a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign. She was our first drop off, and I took a picture like, there's me, the sign, and her.
Yeah.
And Amanda was like, you're not far enough away from her. I was like, we're both wearing masks. I don't know. I need a photo picture, an op, you know? Yeah. And then there's other people in radio who are all working together, taking pictures together. Somebody, I saw a show that we know went to a wedding in Detroit.
Yeah, no, that's not good. And then another radio friend of ours just got COVID-19.
Yeah, I know. A friend in Houston. Yep.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't want to just start disregarding the rules, you know, and then spread it all throughout the radio station.
Well, Thursday night, Amanda and I threw caution to the wind, and we gave the kids to the nanny for the night, and we went up to Noda to go to a restaurant, and I invited producer Nicole to come out, and she accepted. Her and Kylie came out. We ate dinner. They had appetizers and drinks. And then I texted you, even though I knew you wouldn't come out because I didn't want to come in on Monday and tell you that we did that. And you'd be like,
I was so upset with you because you texted me at dinner time.
Yeah, because I thought of that.
You wanted to go to dinner. And meanwhile, then I looked online and I saw that you out there lollygagging around the metropolis of Charlotte with Nicole having the time of your lives. And I'm like, I bet she got an earlier invite. How'd they orchestrate that thing?
Amanda reached out to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway.
Don't worry. You invited me to not stir up problems, and you stirred up problems.
I just wanted to put it out there so that I would have a paper trail to say, hey, I did invite you.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't going to come because I knew that somebody came in from out of town.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
Anyway, I was trying to entertain someone in my house.
Although
I also got embarrassed because they said that there was too much Cali hair on the floor.
Mm.
So that freaked me out.
Okay.
So I went through a deep clean.
Okay. Are we going to talk about that person, or is that person part of your family meeting?
No, they're not part of my family.
The person that came in from out of town?
They're not part of my family meeting.
All right. Well, I want to talk about that because...
Now I have no idea.
Nobody has any idea what your family meeting's about. All right, let's do this. Let's take
Dang
a break.
It.
We're going to come back. We'll read some of the things that people think Roy's family meeting's about. You got to be listening at 7:30 this morning. If you can't listen at 7:30, then what you got to do is listen to the replay on the Kiss 95.1 app. Get it. It's free. Or tell your smart device to play the Kiss 95.1 replay. The Meeting Roy and Learn show. Okay? All right, we'll be right back.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people are concerned about Roy's family meeting that he's called at 7:30 today.
It's my first time ever calling a family meeting. We don't do it often. We try to reserve the moments that we do it because we want to make sure you understand how big it is.
It's been used for baby announcements. My dog died. I called a family meeting. You know, it's when you need the family to be here. You know, it's no different than calling a family meeting at your home.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm calling a family meeting. Why? Dad lost his job. Things are going to be a little different around here. That's the situation with a family meeting for us. Same deal. So a lot of people are making guesses on our socials. Did Roy add a new family member? Someone said he must be leaving. A lot of people say this. Roy's going to announce he's engaged.
A lot of, like an overwhelming amount of people. Overwhelming. And you know, I had the same thing when I went to Paris. A lot of people thought the proposal was going to happen in Paris. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago.
Under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
A lot of people think because you're a realtor that your announcement is that you sold your first house.
Yeah, I'm like, I sold many since then. It's been a year since I've been a real estate agent. You think I'm still out there hitting the streets trying?
Hey, get this. Family meeting, I sold my first house. You did? Yeah, this couple.
Idiots. Yeah. Went through me.
From Australia. They have no idea what goes on here. They just fell upon me. What do you think it is, producer Nicole?
Well, I have two theories. One theory was the engagement. But I think I'm a little bit off of that now. And now I think that maybe a second dog has been adopted.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that, too. Adoption news. Engagement or leaving for a new job. Got another dog. Engaged. I hope it's engagement. But I feel like I'm setting myself up for disappointment, says Carrie.
Do you think that if it was engagement, I could convince Sterling not to post about it until I talk about it on the radio?
I thought that.
Because he does not like radio.
I thought of that. Plus, I thought it was engagement, too, because you flew someone in.
I did. I had Sterling's a sister here.
Yeah. So that came together nicely. His sister came, then you proposed.
It was nice. I haven't seen her in a while.
I know. I want to talk about that at some point later on. I wrote it down because the last time you brought someone in, it didn't turn out so great.
Did not turn out well at all.
And you thought it was a nice surprise.
I know. There was a total argument in my apartment. I locked myself into a bathroom drinking bourbon.
It was a nice surprise. All right. So that's in 1 hour from now. Roy's family meeting. Even Loren's going to pop on the microphone from home during maternity leave. That's how important this family meeting is. We want you guys to be here in 1 hour at 7:30. If you can't, follow us on our socials at the MRL Show. You'll be updated there. And, of course, you can listen to the replay. Up next, though, Roy, our crappy 2020 continues.
You're devastated by this?
More bad news.
I'm indifferent.
Late last night. Well, we know that about you because you don't like sports. We'll talk about it coming up in less than 10.
So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, the warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying summertime.
You are devastated.
I'm just torn because 2020 continues to suck. If you're a Panther fan, chances are that you don't like the Patriots. That's just the way it goes. In fact, only if you like the Patriots do you root for the Patriots. Like, the Patriots aren't a team that you just kind of root for.
Okay. As someone who doesn't know much about sports, is it fair to say that our rival is the Patriots?
No.
No. Who's our rival?
The New Orleans Saints or the Atlanta Falcons in our division.
Got you. Yeah. Oh, so they're not in our division.
They're not in our division. They're not even technically in our conference. They're in the other conference. So we could play the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The two conferences play each other.
Okay.
But Cam Newton signed with the Patriots last night. And the one side of me is like, good for Cam. If you follow him on social media, you know the guy's been working out like a madman. And the thing that you can't be upset about with Cam, and I've come to the conclusion, Nicole, is he wanted to be here. We let him go. Or the Panthers let him go.
Yeah, don't say we.
No,
I haven't
right.
let go yet.
Yeah, Matt Rhule and Matt Herney, the general manager, they let him go. So it's not like Cam turned his back on the Panthers and walked away.
No, they turned the back on him.
Right. That would be much easier to be mad at him. But it is now official that he signed a one-year contract to go be... they're not even sure he's going to start. He's got to go compete for the job up there.
Yeah, but the back... Like, the... What's his name?
The redhead guy from Cincinnati, right? They signed him?
I don't know.
He went to the Cowboys.
From Auburn.
Yeah.
He's Jarrett Stidman or something. He's a no name. Cam is Cameron Newton.
Yeah, but he's been injured. He's not been performing well. So they got to play the two against each other. Am I saying fake things? False things?
No, I mean, he's got to compete.
Right, because he's been hurt. Now, I've seen him on the social media, too. He looks like he's all got his all functions, and he's good to go. you know, I think it's so fascinating if we let this guy go and he goes up to the up with the Pagers and knocks it out of the park.
Oh, he's going to. Because he's actually going to have an O-line up there, at least.
And he's got Belichick, who's no doubt, love him or hate him, he's a good coach. I will add this to Patriot fans, because I know you're listening in glee right now. And, like, Victoria, our old producer, Nicole, she hated Cam.
Oh, really?
Because she's a huge Patriot fan.
Oh, okay.
I got to call her today.
See how she feels
about it. What a conundrum.
Well, she's probably came around to it because they, you know. Well, I don't know. She was a Brady fan. She probably is now a Buccaneers
fan. Maybe you're right. Look at you knowing where he went.
I know.
Surprised me spitting the facts.
Wow.
But the Patriots last night also got busted. Look it up.
For what?
Oh, I know. They got a whole bunch of fines.
Because they had more videotaping done. The Patriots video crew accidentally stumbled upon another practice, and you're not supposed to take video. And here we go again. So the Cam Newton signing took over that news.
So I'm just starting to realize that everyone just cheats to win.
No,
the Patriots cheat to win.
Oh,
that's why this is so hard.
So maybe we can learn how to cheat radio to win.
I know. So here we are, Nicole and I hating the Patriots, loving Cam Newton, and now I'm caught in the. I'm like, am I now rooting for Tom Brady to win more games than I am Cam Newton?
No.
Okay.
Here is an ideal situation. Cam plays a game. He throws all his completions, all his touchdowns, and the Patriots still lose.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. Well, anyway, good for Cam for signing. Crappy 2020 continues for me.
Horrible pay cut for him, too, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Went from 20 mil to seven. Yeah. I think he'll be all right, though. I think he saved a little.
That's a lot of money.
All right. I got to tell you about my awkward run-in outside the radio station when I was leaving here on Thursday. Someone got mad at me.
I remember.
I'll tell you who and why.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up at 7.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show, Kiss 95.1.
30 minutes from now, Roy has called a family meeting. We don't know what it's about. Family meetings are reserved for announcements of some sort or something changes in our lives that all the people on the show need to be part of. So even Loren's going to jump on. Nicole's here. I'm here. Roy's here. And Loren's going to jump on, turn on the microphone at 7:30.
Great-ish.
As we find out what's going on in Roy's life with his family meeting. So we want you to be with us then. I left here on Thursday. We took off Friday. I left on Thursday. And when I left, there was this woman. And I say woman. She had to be 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
And she was walking towards the door as I was leaving the radio station. Now, our lobby is open downstairs. We're on the third floor of our building. But when you can't get up the elevator and access the Beasley Media Group where we work without someone either letting you up, and no one's working the lobby right now, we're closed, or, you know, someone who works here leaving swipes it for you.
They guide you up, yep.
So someone was, like, running towards the door of our downstairs lobby, and as I was walking out, and I went to hold it, and then I said, oh, are you going up to the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
She looked confused, lost, didn't know where she was going, and she goes, yeah. And I said, oh, they're closed. And she's like, what do you mean they're closed? I was like, we're closed because of COVID. I said, there's a sign on the door.
Yeah.
You know, no visitors. We're working, you know, half staff. And then she said, well, I need to see Miss Jessica from No Limit Larry's show.
Okay.
And I said, oh, and Jessica, I think, has been working from home this for the last couple months. I don't even think she's there. And plus, now it's almost noon, and everybody from the morning show is gone.
Yeah.
So then I get a, again, like I'm ruining this person's day. And
probably a big fan.
Then either someone, like another adult who drove this person, I guess, was walking into the breezeway, and this girl turns and goes, he's not letting us up.
Oh, you're like,
and I'm
whoa,
like, whoa. What? I could have just left without telling you anything, and you could have been banging on the elevator door asking them for Miss Jessica. I thought I was doing you a favor. So then she ups the ante and goes, can I use your phone?
Your phone?
Yeah.
No, it's COVID. I ain't giving you my phone.
I said no, not now. Not with COVID. I'm not. And I got another. And then I just was like, hey, y'all have a good day. I'm leaving.
Wow, someone who actually needs a payphone.
What? Did you run into this person, Nicole?
No, but when I was leaving, that happened to you on Thursday. When I was leaving on Friday, there was somebody in the lobby.
Upstairs
here. And like, if usually there's lights on, there's someone at our reception desk. Now there's nobody and the lights are off, but someone must have either snuck on the elevator, but he's just standing up here.
Because then there's like another series of locks that you'd have to get through.
Right. Yeah. So he's in the lobby and I'm leaving. And then he goes, hey, what's someone got to do to talk to somebody here?
And you don't.
And
go
I was
home,
like,
bud.
Wear a mask and pray for a vaccine.
So I was like, sir, like, yeah, we're closed and we've been closed since March. And he goes, oh, well, I need to speak to. It was some news guy, and I was like, I don't think he works here. Mm. But he was looking for Channel 9 investigator news. He had an envelope. He had an envelope full of information, and he was like, I'm here to drop this off.
So you know what that's? So we have a radio station called WSOC, but it's the radio station.
That's what he did.
He wants the WSOC TV station.
You're
two
right.
Different things.
He Googled the wrong address. He wants Jason Stajanki.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's on it.
That's exactly who he wanted.
Yeah.
And then there was
he's going to get 9 on your side.
And yep, that's exactly what he said. And so then there was like the awkward situation of I was going in the elevator. And so I like closed it and I just like looked at him. And as he tried to get on and I was like, sorry,
yeah,
COVID.
And then I get into a whole thing because I called Jessica and I was like, hey, if anybody hits you up, you know, here's what happened. I don't want anybody to, because I just felt like that girl was mad at me, mm-hmm, you know. And so then I'm thinking, Jessica's like, where's security? Like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, I don't know where our security is.
And by the way, we have them. They're here. They're just never around.
Yeah, they're, you know where they are? They're at WSOC TV trying to get 7 on their side.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Meanwhile, the Red Morning Show, Kiss 95.1, in about 20 minutes. I'm calling a family meeting to discuss something that's big in my life, major in my life, and it's time for us all to chat about it.
We've heard everything from engagements. These are guesses that people were putting on our social media to leaving the show, to adding a new family member. We'll see. I don't know. I thought I knew what it was. Now I don't think I do.
Interesting. Okay, but right now we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Growing up, what made you think someone was rich? This is Adam in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, so, yeah, whenever I go to high school around here, I went to a student parking lot, and there'd be Mercedes-Benz and BMWs just hanging out, rolling up in there.
Yeah.
Yep, they're rich.
Majorly rich. How do you trust a 16-year-old with a, you know, $100,000 vehicle?
Well, not even that, man. They would throw the parties on the weekends. Come on now.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, Adam, I knew this one guy. I went to this all-boys prep school, so people came from, like, you know, not just my town, like different areas. And this one guy had a Corvette, and he was like a junior in high school, and he had a Corvette. And I was like, what does that guy's dad do? And you expect to hear, like, he's a stockbroker or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, he puts in the seats in the movie theaters, like, all throughout northern New Jersey and New York City.
And that's how he makes
money. Yeah, I was like, my gosh.
Yeah,
but he, like, cornered the market on that, you know? I think, thanks, Adam, I thought, growing up, my friend had this in a house. He had his own bathroom. If you were, like, 13, 14, 15, 16, and your bedroom was connected to your own bathroom.
That's pretty rich.
You had money.
That's when it's not the shared, you know, hallway bathroom. That is pretty rich. And I'm also, by the way, in my hometown, there wasn't many rich kids driving $100,000 vehicles. If you had a Toyota, you had money.
Like, if the color of your hood matched the color of your trunk, if you had one car, one color, yeah, you were in pretty good shape.
You pulled up in a 4Runner, we're like, woo!
843 said, I always thought that if you owned a pet, you were rich. 704
what?
Said, anytime someone's house had a finished basement, I thought they were rich.
Yeah, same here, because we had the unfinished basement that leaked. It was moldy.
Oh, man. Real quick, Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Roy brought up a good question. When you were younger, what made you think someone was rich?
So my best friend of 24 years just told me this a couple weekends ago, but when I moved to my hometown, we're well off. We never went without anything, but the first time she had me over for a sleepover at her house, she wanted to impress me because she heard that we were well off and everything. So she went to the store and used her like piggy bank money to buy me things to impress me. And I had no idea about this for 24 years.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. That also stinks too.
I know, because then they think you're something you're not. All right, we got to get to a senseless survey coming up next with the Mania Boy on the Rich Show.
Call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Yes.
Paul, Mr. Brown, you a Senseless Bureau. We got to get your paperwork in for the survey.
Survey for who are you?
Yes, Mr. Brown. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau.
Okay.
So for question number one, it's going to be about hygiene in the American people. We never wash our belts, but they're the first thing we touch after wiping our butts. Do you think that we should do a more marketing campaign advertising people to wash the belts? Isn't it kind of crazy that there's this giant thing in the sky all the time and we're not supposed to look at it because it could burn our eyeballs out?
There's a giant thing in the sky.
Yeah, the sun.
Right. I'm sorry. What's the question? I don't know. Is this a joke?
No. Are you aware that "where are you" is probably the least used phrase in sign language?
I'm not aware of that. No, no idea.
Do you think dogs destroy shoes because they see humans put them on right before they leave and they want the human to stay?
That's a good theory, I guess.
Did you know that brushing your teeth is technically cleaning your skeleton? Using solar panels to power air conditioning unit, isn't that kind of using the sun's power against itself?
Sure.
Do you think Apple is struggling with anorexia or weight loss issues because they keep wanting the iPhone to get thinner and thinner?
Oh, my gosh.
Anorexia?
Yes.
I think they'll be okay.
If money doesn't grow on trees, then how come banks have branches?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You have to ask them.
You know what?
Cool. What?
I don't trust stairs.
Why is that?
They're always up to something.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwing back one of our favorite senseless surveys with you, Roy. I love that.
Jason.
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate the senseless survey. I don't understand how people don't hang up after 2 seconds. It's, like, unbelievable to me.
Same here.
It's really just phenomenal how they stay on there, and quite honestly makes my morning, so I appreciate it.
You got it, Jason. There's a whole bunch that we're going to play throughout the summer, some of our older favorites. And, Jason, we invite you to hang with us because we are just minutes away from Roy's family meeting.
Yeah, man.
I'm starting to get nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, because I don't know what you're about to announce. Or what you need all of us to be here, including Loren, who's going to jump on the microphone here from her home during maternity leave.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and it's time for me to talk all about it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mania Boy on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1, and also joining us from her home studio is our Loren.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Mama.
So we're calling a family meeting. We don't do this often. We do this for big things going on in our lives. Manny, what's some examples?
My dog passed away. I called a family meeting to break that news. Loren, you called a family meeting.
Yeah, I think I called did I call a family meeting when I got pregnant with Jax? I think I did.
I think you did, yep. Family meetings have been called when producer A.A. Ron and producer Victoria have left the show.
Right.
Obviously, a family meeting was called when we brought Nicole in. So it's for big deals, like things that affect the family. No different than what you do at your own home when you call everyone down to the kitchen table.
Right. We've had a lot of speculation online on why I'd be calling my first family meeting.
This is your first?
This is my first family meeting.
Oh, God, it better not be your last. If you're leaving the show, I quit, too.
Walk out in unison, holding hands. You are Roy. You get the whole show.
All right, we're running 10 minutes behind when we said we were going to announce it. So what's going on?
Just last weekend, Thursday night to be specific, I am here to officially announce I proposed to Sterling and he accepted.
I knew it! I knew it, but I didn't know it! Yep. Congratulations!
You're engaged!
What?
You threw us off.
I did throw you off. We he hasn't proposed to me yet. He's still going to propose to me, but we are technically engaged.
So what happened?
Of course
happened?
You are, because if he says yes, it's not like you're going to say no.
So him and I had our first kiss at this coffee shop, which now no longer exists. It's now a restaurant, and I had that restaurant allow us to go inside and have dinner there, just the two of us, and that's where I proposed.
Whoa, on Thursday night?
On Thursday night.
Wow. All right.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. We got so much to talk about, though. Let's take a quick break now, and then we'll come back. We'll have more time to spend.
Details.
How about this? When we come back, I'll tell you how I thought that this proposal was going to be the most embarrassing moment in my life. Something happened the moment I knelt down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you missed the news, I am officially engaged. I have a fiance.
Yeah, how does that feel, huh?
Yeah, it feels about right. It feels time, you know? It feels right.
Exactly how it should.
Yeah.
Okay, just let us know, dude. Give us...
Okay.
What happened? What led up to it? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Sure. So, you know, I've been planning this engagement since about January, and then COVID hit. And so what we were supposed to do, the original plans was to the place that him and I shared our first kiss, where it was at a coffee shop. And then we took an espresso cup from that time. I've saved it. And that's actually how I proposed. The ring was inside of the espresso cup of the original coffee shop that once was there. I had all that stuff saved. I saved stuff throughout the years so we could have like a little board set up of like our love through the years. And I was supposed to propose, and then that weekend go to Cabo. And we were supposed to, that's why I was saving up all my money for this big fancy trip, because I was going to propose and I was going to go on this big fancy vacation.
We're supposed to be there
that's
now.
That's why you were so upset it got canceled.
And then coronavirus happened. And I had to cancel the trip. And it didn't feel right to push this off just because of that. And I felt like it was time to still do that. And so I went and moved forward with the proposal. And I flew his sister in to be part of it because I thought it was important for his family to be there. Now he can send his whole family.
Did you ask his parents?
I did. I asked for their blessing.
They never texted back, so that's really not a no.
They were like, are you sure you want to join in? Are you sure?
How long ago did you ask the parents?
I asked them. So get this. So it was officially canceled up until maybe 2 weeks ago. And then I was like, we need to do it. I can't do it. I can't.
Right.
I don't want to cancel it. So then it was maybe just shortly thereafter. Okay. I called his parents. I said, hey, listen, it seems like it's last minute. I can assure you it's not last minute. It's just coronavirus happened. And, you know, the restaurant was originally closed. Now they're back open. So we can now propose. So I've been trying to gear up for this one night and get everything aligned. And the night before, Sterling decides to cut his hair. In any other time during the coronavirus pandemic, he's cut his hair. It's been fine. He just cuts it short. This time he wanted to experiment with a fade. And I guess it didn't go well because when I walk into the room, he shaved it all off and he was bald.
He's going to start again.
Wait, did he do it himself?
Yeah, he was doing it himself because I refuse to help with the hair because I don't want to be blamed for any hair mishaps. I walk in and he's shaving it all off and I'm freaking out. I'm like... he doesn't understand that these photos are going to be like the most important photos for years.
Right.
Like, tomorrow.
This is history.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm proposing and I can't tell him not to shave his head off. So I'm freaking out.
Maybe I could Photoshop it in.
And multiple times he goes, why are you so upset over this? He goes, no big deal. It'll grow back. My hair's going to grow back. I'm just going to shave it all off. And meanwhile,
just TikTok filter it.
I'm going, how do I go? I want to say something, but I can't. Oh. So, you know, luckily he looks good with a bald head.
Right. But that went through your mind on top of everything else.
I was freaking out over that. And I had a whole thing in my head planned. And we could take him into the restaurant. He thought we were going in for a marketing event.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You flew his sister in.
I did.
So she arrived when?
She arrived that afternoon of the proposal.
So
did she stay with you guys, or did he not know she was in town?
Yeah.
I hid her until the time I proposed.
Oh.
So after I proposed, she came out.
Like a game show, like The Bachelor.
Well,
that's not the only surprise, Sterling.
kind of was because...
What's her name?
Her name's Jasmine.
Here's Jasmine!
Because the restaurant moved all the tables out of the way, and we had one table in the middle of the room with a tablecloth over it and a food table beside it, but there were three chairs instead of two.
Oh my gosh.
So you look at the table and you're like, who's the third?
When's Loren getting here?
Mystery guest.
And of course, I'm texting Jasmine, hey, it's your cue, come out.
And he's like, who are you texting?
But cell reception ain't working. So she's not getting the cue to come out. So I got to whisper to the staff, hey, get the girl in the bathroom. Bring her out.
I'll be right back.
Oh, that's so funny.
But no, I hit her into the restaurant bathroom the whole time. But so we get to the restaurant. He thinks it's some marketing event for our work that I'm forcing him to go to.
Okay.
So we walk in and it's just us in this room. And there's our little board of all the things I've saved up throughout the years. And I could tell in his eyes, he still doesn't even know at that point it's a proposal. He thinks this is just something like really nice that I've done.
Uh-huh.
And I had a whole thing in my head prepared of what I was going to say. And I forgot it.
No, no.
Left me. And I was trying to piece parts of it together, and it just wasn't coming out right. But I kind of came, pulled through what I, it ended up being nice. The problem on why I thought this was going to be the most embarrassing moment ever is I'm a bigger guy. It takes quite a bit of effort to get up and down when you're a bigger guy. And so I had it all planned in my head. Okay, I was like, the thing that I'm going to lift off of is on my left. I got to kneel on my right, and so I could push off because I was going to get down on the ground and get back up. I get down on the ground. I get down on the wrong knee. I get down on my left leg, which I broke my foot a year ago. It's a horrible hip. It's not the knee that you push off of.
It's the royest thing ever that you could do during your proposal.
So I propose.
Seriously.
I propose. He accepts. I can't get back up. He has to help me back up.
Sterling, will you marry me? And will you help me back up?
Until death do us part for the rest of my life.
I'm sitting there struggling to get back up off my bad leg. And he's pulling me back up.
So do you think he knew or was he totally surprised?
He was in shock. He had absolutely no clue that I was proposing, and you could even tell once we sat down for like maybe another 30 minutes, he was still in shock about everything that was going on, between the fact his sister all of a sudden showed up. I mean, he had no clue of anything. It was a lot of new information to digest, but I proposed, and we had a wonderful dinner. We were able to try all these different foods, and we laughed and had a good time. And
it was just you guys at the restaurant?
In
that area.
Yeah, I think they did the dining room area.
Okay.
I mean the patio area.
Yeah.
But I think we had the inside.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But
that's
we were
beautiful.
All closed off. There was nothing in the area.
If you're just joining us, Roy called the family meeting about 30 minutes ago and claims now, because I still haven't seen a picture of the ring, that he is engaged.
It is online.
Okay.
You can go look at it. It's a Diamonds Direct ring.
Yeah, of course.
Used our wonderful sponsors for that. But it's a beautiful ring. And so the way we're going to do it, because we get to make our own rules, we're gay. Like, Like, there's no...
Yeah, that's my other thing, too, is, like, you're good. You're all in now on the game. There's no going back to straight after this. Your experimenting is over.
I've been gay. You may not have known this. I've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gay.
Yeah.
But, no, since we are gay, a lot of... We get to kind of make our own rules of how we want this to work. So, what I think we're ultimately going to do is retire that ring that I got him. Which, by the way, there was a sizing issue. We have to send it back anyway. but we're going to retire that ring until we get to the wedding day. And we're just going to wear, like, silicone
rubber
rings until then. Because I thought it was weird for us to wear our rings and then just take them off and put it back on our wedding day.
Two important questions, Loren, that we need answered. One, is there a wedding date or an idea of a wedding date? Two,
Oh my gosh, they just got engaged. Give them a second to breathe and enjoy it.
Yeah, but they have an idea. Like, are we doing this sooner than later? We need that answered. And we need to answer how they kept off of social media since Thursday night.
I know.
Let's do that. More with Roy. We'll read a lot of comments, and you could call and comment, too, at 704-570-9595. A huge day as Roy is now engaged. Congratulations, bud.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
We're so happy for you.
This is Kiss.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Even Loren's here this morning on mic from her home.
I am.
Thank you for joining us. It's a big day for all of us here on the show. Big day for me. I did get engaged over the last weekend.
I've already told Amanda, I hope you don't mind, I texted her, we're going to a gay wedding with 3 exclamation points.
You are invited.
We haven't been invited yet.
No, I'm going.
You guys are invited. You're invited.
A lot of messages coming in, Loren. 704 says, Roy, I'm so incredibly happy for you and Sterling. You're such an outstanding and amazing human. If anyone deserves happiness, it's definitely you. I wish you two an amazing engagement period. Relax and enjoy being engaged. Enjoy every moment until getting married. Don't stress about the plans.
That's what I say, too. But, Manny, you already want to know if they have a wedding date.
I bet you they do.
We don't. We don't. We have an idea of where, because it's not going to be in Charlotte. But we do have an idea of where. We just got to kind of confirm details. But
we have a season?
Nope. We don't even have a season.
Big destination wedding or
no,
Charlotte?
We're thinking down to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, well, Loren's out.
She would go to Charleston.
Just stop. I'm definitely going to Charleston.
She's like, if it's not Bora Bora, I ain't going.
Is it a big destination or is it like Charleston?
Can I fly first class there? And I mean like the good first class?
Or do I have to drive?
How'd you hold off social media since Thursday night? How was that conversation? Because, you know, one of the things about our spouses is, you know, we're in a tough job where we're like, hey, don't post anything because I want to tell everyone on the show Monday.
Before I get into that, I do want to say thank you to that person that sent such a wonderful message. I know we started joking about Loren there, but thank you. And I am going to read through all these messages, and it'll probably make me cry because I've been an emotional mess since last week. I mean, the restaurant we proposed at, Barcelona Wine Bar, the staff there gave us a gift, and we were crying. We're like, oh my gosh, thank you for being inclusive and so kind to us. So we were a mess then. But so I will respond to all of you. So we kept it a secret. It was kind of easy because I didn't want to post it, of course, that evening because I wanted to enjoy that evening. And then, you know, we were off. The show was off Friday. And I still kind of want to enjoy the weekend with just us and disconnecting and his sister was here. So we both equally didn't want to post it because we knew the moment that we went public with it, we were going to be inundated with family and friends and everyone. So it was kind of, we both agreed. I said, well, I got to announce it Monday morning. Let's just hold off publicly on social media and everything. Tell, of course, our intermediate family. But let's hold off until Monday and then we'll go ahead and take all the phone calls in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy. We got a chance, you know, we bought a blow up pool because I don't have the fancy pools, in-ground pools. So we bought like a blow-up kiddie pool. We sat in the backyard in that thing this weekend, drinking, having
celebrating your engagement.
Celebrating the engagement.
And a blow-up. Pretending like you're in Mexico.
Yeah. I was supposed to be in Cabo this weekend. I got pretty close. It's called Charlotte, North Carolina kiddie pool.
Puerto Backyarda.
Yeah.
And we ordered out from Cabo Fish Tacos, so that was nice, too.
It's like we were there.
Yeah. Producer Nicole, he threw you off this morning. You thought for sure he was going to announce that he was engaged. And
That was my original thought. And then he commented, this little sneaky dog, he commented on the MRL show where we teased that a family meeting was today and said, oh, Sterling needs to propose, hint, hint.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that was weird. He wouldn't do that if it was that. And then today he said that the guest, because we knew that his Sterling sister was coming in town. And then this morning he lied and said that she had nothing to do with it.
Well,
I was thrown off based off a lie.
Well, I said she had nothing to do about my announcement. My announcement was about engagement. She was just there.
See, loophole.
But no, so the cool thing that we're going to do is I proposed to Sterling. And he still wants to propose to me. So he's still got to propose to me at some point.
Are you wearing a ring on your finger?
Yeah, I am. We both got silicone rings, and he'll propose with the real ring whenever he's ready to propose.
Okay. When you said
you won't know.
I won't know. No, I have no clue.
When be suspicious if your sister comes in from out of town.
What's this?
When you said that you had the silicone rings, I didn't know that you were already wearing them.
Yeah, well, we want to wear something.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
But it felt weird to wear nice rings and then take them off.
Yeah.
Get married and put them back on. That just didn't feel right to us. So we're going to do a silicone ring until the wedding day, which at the rate it's going, it might be a couple. We might have a long engagement.
So much feedback coming in. 704 says, oh, my God, I just heard. I'm so happy for you too, Roy. What wonderful news. 843 says, congratulations, Roy. All the best. It only goes downhill from here. JK.
I can't wait. Listen, if it's going to go downhill, I'd like to go downhill with Sterling.
732 is crying. Yay, I'm so happy for you, Roy. I'm crying happy tears.
Thank you so much.
A lot of people are texting and commenting. You can go check out the pictures at the MRL show and text us your congratulations at 704-570-9595.
And of course,
congratulations, Roy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Of course, it's me proposing, so it's not like this is going to be too perfect. But the ring was too tight. I didn't get the right size. You know, he could put it on, but it's like he has to chop his finger to get it off.
Yeah, but you know what? Once he wears it for a while, like, it will indent into his finger.
Oh, God.
It's funny, because I went out with producer Nicole on Thursday night, and her girlfriend, and me and Amanda Loren, and I texted Roy on Thursday, knowing that Sterling's sister was coming in and that he wouldn't want to come to dinner with us. But I just sent a message and I go, hey, dude, you want to come to dinner? We're out. And he goes, I'm a little tied up right now. What point was that?
I just proposed and he just said yes. And we were just sitting down.
Oh, good.
So, like, literally, we like just started the evening. I'm like, I'm a little busy.
Text messages.
Leave it to Mania to insert himself into your proposal.
I know. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on, Loren. It was a good family meeting and good news for all. A lot of people were worried that Roy was going to announce that he was leaving because we've had so many family meetings where people have left the show, but he's not. He's happily engaged.
Listen, I ain't leaving this show. You're going to have to fire me, and I won't be able to, I'm not going to announce I'm leaving. If I'm leaving, it's because they fired me, and I don't get a chance to say my piece. It's like, I
never come back.
I am stuck with this show. I'm ingrained in it.
All right. Thanks, Loren.
Yeah.
All right. It's thanks the Mania Ryan Loren show.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Here we go.
Yes, here we go. It is Manny. Roy, Loren joined us a little while ago. She's going back to mama duties. She jumped on because Roy called a family meeting a little less than an hour ago to make a big announcement.
Yes, I am engaged.
I love that for you.
Proposal last Thursday. He said yes. Shocking.
caught by surprise, though. You said Sterling didn't have any idea that it was coming.
He had absolutely no clue.
That's awesome.
Which is evident because he shaved his head completely bald the night before. Which freaked me out.
Because you're like, hey, there's going to be pictures posted.
No.
And pictures are posted all across the socials right now at the MRL show.
Yeah. The last week was not the time for the coronavirus fed up haircut. No, we had it. We had it.
So, do you know his age. He knows your age, right?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, the reason why I bring that up is because according to the website Cafe Mom, a man was busted recently after lying to his wife about his age. She's 31. He's only 20.
Okay.
She thought he was 25, and the truth slipped out after a night of drinking.
Well, I mean, okay.
The wife says that I know he looked young, but I didn't realize that he was only 20,
which
means that he was only 18 when they married.
That's what I was about to ask. I was like, "Then how old was he when they were dating?"
Don't know. Hold on. This article's pretty deep. I'll find that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be totally freaked out if her. She was dating a minor. She had to been. You don't get married at 18 and not date the person for a substantial amount of time before that.
They got married when he was 18. And they had known each other for a year and a half before that. Ooh. But it doesn't say, like, this happened in Ireland, too, by the way.
The kid just got his license. How can you not tell? I see kids driving around who just got their license. They look 12 to me. I'm like, why is a 12-year-old driving a BMW?
The couple is now married, by the way, and they have two kids.
Oh, my gosh. He's not missing any time, is he?
She took to socials to ask for people's advice on what she should do. Can you imagine?
I mean, at this point, you just got to not care and just keep going with it. You're in too deep.
Well, I always told you guys that, like, that's a big lie. But there's also stupid lies that you tell in relationships. I don't know. Like, I told my wife that I went to the University of Kansas and I didn't. My brothers did, but I told people that because I root for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team pretty hard. And it's just like people are like, why do you root for them? And it's just a better story to be like, I graduated from there. Or I think I just said I went there.
So did you?
I did a year, then I got thrown out.
Are there any lies that you told your wife, Amanda, when you guys were dating that you then had to reveal later were lies?
I mean, well, that was one.
Oh, that was one
of
them? How awkward is that?
But, I mean, she's like, why would you lie to me? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't realize we were going to get married. Because I told a lot of people that.
It's so stupid.
I remember a friend I know told his wife that he was like he had half Italian in him.
Uh-huh.
Because he liked to cook Italian meals.
Mm-hmm.
But his parents are neither one of them are Italian.
Right, it's like our producer Nicole. She said she was Native American. How much percentage are you Native American?
Well, hold on. You just made it seem like I lied about it. I have been told my entire life. And in fact, when I went to the beach for Father's Day weekend, my dad says that he is. And I'm like, well, no, you're not, because I'm 0%.
Yeah, that means he's
could be a false negative on that test.
Thanks to Ancestry.com, I am 0% Native American.
Maybe if you get tested again on Ancestry, you will come back positive for Native American.
That is interesting. I wonder if, because we all got tested on Ancestry, I wonder if we all got tested on the 23andMe, if it would come up the same or if it would come up different.
We should try that.
Remember back when you said I got tested and everyone knew it was Ancestry DNA? Now it's like, oh, coronavirus?
Yeah, I know. When you say you got tested, you go, why? Are you feeling sick? I want to stick on the Roy engagement train here.
Oh.
Let's waffle in this moment.
Waffle?
Yeah, let's waffle.
Okay, let's waffle in it. Maybe later we'll have a pancake.
Yeah, let's pancake in this moment. No, you said you got down on a knee.
Yep.
And you actually hurt yourself. It was the wrong knee to get down on.
You remember when I broke my foot years ago? It's still never been the same. So I have to get, when I get back up, I have to get off on my other knee. It was a whole mess.
You're not the only one who was injured proposing. We got a funny text message we'll read, but we want to hear your story. 704-570-9595. Share in Roy's engagement pain. Did you hurt yourself proposing?
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So did you get injured when you proposed? 704-570-9595. A couple years ago, I broke my foot. And it's hard for me to push up off that leg from the ground. Plus, I'm a bigger guy. You know, it's tough. Of course, when I got down on the wrong knee. I got down on that leg.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time with it.
If you're just joining us, Roy proposed to his longtime boyfriend, Sterling, over the weekend. And now they're engaged, and that's why he hurt himself. And you're not alone, Roy. A lot of people. When I proposed to my wife here, this guy says we were in a truck with our son and daughter. Well, we were going to go to the park to surprise their mom. We got to the park, and it was closed. So I just took the ring out, and I handed it to my wife. My daughter looked at me like, oh, hell no. Get out of the truck and do it right. So on the side of the road, in front of the park gates, while I was proposing to my wife, some guy rolled up out of his car, walked up to me, and was like, so is the park closed? Busy well, here, dude.
You know, and I probably didn't even fully decide on getting down on one knee until maybe that afternoon.
But you were thinking in your head, you said when you told us a story about an hour ago that you knew what knee to get down on, so you could get back up.
Because that afternoon, I started rehearsing it.
And you got down on the wrong knee.
I still got down on the wrong knee.
Oh, I love you. The royest thing ever. 843 says, my fiance didn't hurt himself proposing, but he did put the ring on the wrong finger.
Oh, wow. Now, I don't think I put the ring on Sterling's finger. So the ring was inside of an espresso cup.
Good thing you didn't drink it.
And well, it was funny because the staff, the waiter, almost took the cup.
Oh,
they
whoa.
Thought it was part of the restaurant's cup. I'm like, no, that's not yours. Whoa. That's a very important cup. That's the cup we had our first kiss over coffee.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't do that. I just handed him the cup and he grabbed it.
630 texted in and said, my husband, when he was trying to get down on one knee, almost fell. So we joke and say that I joked and said to him, if you're doing what I think you're doing, do not fall. Like, we will never forget this moment.
We got another text from 980 says that those funny memories are the ones you remember. My husband hurt his back the morning we got engaged, and I had to help him up after he got down on one knee.
Yeah. 704 said they heard something pop when her husband got down to propose. They still don't know to this day what it was. Oh, that's funny. Check out all the pictures, you guys, of the happy couple. It's up at the MRL Show on our Insta.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What an exciting day here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1. Roy announced, I don't want to say it. I want you to say it.
I'm engaged.
There you go. Happy days are here. A lot of people texting. A lot of people texting us because you injured your knee when you went down to do the proposal. And we're talking about when you injured yourself. 828 said, my husband had a real romantic proposal planned, and he was acting so weird. I said, oh, my God, you're not going to propose to me, are you? He ended up just handing me the ring when we were getting ready for bed that night. Yesterday was our 6th wedding anniversary, so it worked out anyway. So you had your soon-to-be sister-in-law in from out of town, and she was hiding as part of the proposal plan.
She was. I picked her up from the airport. We went around town, and then she hid in the bathroom of the restaurant until I proposed.
Now, when she came into town, she knew that she was part of the proposal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't a surprise for her as well.
No,
okay.
She knew when I got the family's blessing, I asked their permission.
Yeah. So then you hit her in the bathroom of the restaurant. You're like, hey, I'll text you. And then you come out at the same time. So Sterling will be proposed to. And then you go, hey, I got another surprise for you.
Yeah, but for some odd reason, there's like this Bermuda Triangle of cell reception in South End. And, and so she didn't get any of my messages. And so she, of course, isn't coming out. The proposal's already happened. And so I'm, like, whispering to the waitress. I'm like, can you get the girl out of the bathroom? Can you?
There's
a girl in there hiding. Just start knocking on doors.
And then eventually she came out, and he must have been surprised on that, too.
Yeah, he was really surprised.
Yeah, that's
I
awesome.
Kept going, though, because the timing was off. I was like, and there's another surprise, because the table had 3 chairs. He's like, who's the third? I'm like, it's another surprise. It's coming.
Mystery guest sign-in. He's like, which show member is coming to dinner? Because we do everything together.
No, it's his sister.
Well, that's awesome. So good news for Roy. Continue commenting on Facebook, Kiss Mornings, and, of course, on our socials on Insta and Twitter at the MRL Show. You could go there and send Roy a bunch of congratulations messages. He's responding to as many as he can. I see him over there very busy.
Yes.
We need to do this. I hate that we have to do this, but we need to do this.
Not talk about me. I know. What is up with that?
No, we need to talk about former Panther quarterback Cam Newton. I want to take a people poll. Not that I don't think you care, Roy, because you're not a big Panther fan anyway, but maybe you'll be curious to see. Will people root for or root against Cam now that he's a Patriot? Signed with the Patriots last night. What was his contract?
It was like seven-some million, but he was making like $20 million here in Charlotte.
Yes, $20 million a year.
Got a pay cut.
We mentioned it earlier when we talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. It would be a lot harder if Cam turned his back on the Panthers. If the Panthers offered him a contract, he said, no, I'm going to go play for the Patriots. But they didn't do that. The Panthers cut him.
Mm-hmm.
And that some Panther fans were happy about that. They felt like Cam's career was over. Other Panther fans like myself and producer Nicole are very upset about this. And we love Cam so much. In fact, producer Nicole's got a tattoo that Cam wrote on him, on her. And Sharpie, you got it tatted last year.
Trust me, I'm not thrilled of saying that the Patriots quarterback tattooed me.
You know what? Maybe the Patriots would be a good move to go, you know, to support.
What?
I don't know. Why not?
I think he's trying to say you should root for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for the Patriots. What I hope happens is he goes and this lights a fire under his butt and he proves to everyone that he is still QB1. And then Matt Rhule is like, oh, no, come back.
Is it sad that I kind of want him to lose because I want the Patriots fans to be a little humble? You know what I mean?
I think the Patriots fans took a hit when Brady left.
You think so?
Yeah, they got humbled.
They got humbled?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think? Are you going to root for Cam? Let's just take a quick people poll here. We'll come back with the results in just about 5 minutes.
Okay. 704-570-9595.
Cam's a Patriot now. And Patriot fans, you could chime in too. Maybe Patriot fans don't want Cam.
Oh.
Not everybody likes his fancy clothes walk.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Down the runway, they're all about winning up there.
Well,
although they did take Antonio Brown last year, and they did have Aaron Hernandez. They're not that great either, come to think of it. All right, people polls underway. Will you root for Cam as a Patriot?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
We're checking the pulse of the city, Roy. Both Carolinas, quite honestly. Will you root for Cam Newton now that he's a Patriot? Because a lot of people love Cam and will root for him regardless of what team he goes to. And I think that's true if he went to, like, let's say, the San Diego, or I guess not San Diego anymore, the LA Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a team like that. The Seattle Seahawks. But to go to the most hated team in the NFL, the Patriots, oh my gosh.
I don't know if they're the most hated team. That's according to you. A lot of people seem to like him. I kind of wonder how he's going to even make it work because he lives in Atlanta. It's a bit of a commute, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll get an apartment or something, a condo
sure,
in
he
Boston.
He did the same thing here, but it was a quick little 20-minute flight over or a quick little drive over. I mean, that's a dedication to be flying between the two. And then I found out, did y'all know he had like 7 kids?
4.
There was an article that said he had 7.
I don't know 7. I know 4.
I think he has 5 of like his, but then his baby mama had kids before him. So he's a dad to them as well.
Okay. Can I get a second on the Patriots being the most hated team in the NFL?
Yeah, I would say Patriots or I feel like Cowboys.
Yeah.
After their
Cowboys,
yeah,
and both those teams,
just because they're huge bandwagon fans. That's the problem. Like, they're just bandwagon fans.
Well, but you saw that with the Panthers back in 2015.
Yeah, but that's fine. They can have 1 year of bandwagon fans because we have sucked for a long time to earn bandwagon fans for one season.
704 said, "I'd root for Cam, but not on the Patriots. I kind of feel the same way."
So, what does that do? You go to a a Patriots game wearing a Panthers jersey that says Cam Newton?
No, it means it's kind of like what Nicole's sentiment is you root that Cam plays well, but mm-hmm. the Patriots lose. That's the best case scenario.
So stupid.
Someone says just to pick on Mania a little, he could do worse and go to the Jets.
Oh!
Yeah. Then people are putting out the picture of the Revolutionary War outfit as Cam's first outfit he's going to wear to the Patriots.
He's already wearing stuff that kind of looks like it.
704 says, I will not root for Cam. I don't like him on a human being level. Sure, he was a good QB, but when cameras are not rolling, he's
arrogant.
Arrogant and rude.
That's not true.
As a show that's seen him many times on a personal level, including being invited to his parties and whatnot, he's always been very kind. He must have caught him on a bad day.
Let's see. So I understand your guys' pain with Cam. 480 says, my scenario is as a Viking fan, I named my puppy Bridgewater after Teddy Bridgewater when he joined the Vikings in 2014, and now Bridgewater's the Panthers quarterback. The world's gone topsy-turvy, so basically my dog could be the Panthers mascot with her name.
Wait, was that person saying they were a fan of our quarterback before they were our quarterback?
No.
Yes.
The new quarterback.
That's a shocking thing because I never even heard of this guy.
Wasn't he injured?
Yeah, he got hurt last year, but yeah, he's been around for a while. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh,
he's known.
Well, it doesn't mean much when I say I haven't heard of him.
704 says I'm still going to pull for Cam. Hope he really does well and Tepper eats his ass.
That would be cool if, they perform really well, go to the Super Bowl, and then we're over here kicking ourselves in the butt.
We got some insight, too, from Cam's camp. Well, first off...
No. Don't talk insight. All of your insight thus far has been wrong.
Well, but that's because of how the discussions ended up turning out.
You're still 0-3.
Yeah, but I know what Maney's talking about. There was expectations that didn't come through.
Yes. Yeah, Cam's assistant, who we know really well, has told us that Cam was shocked he was let go because conversations were having. This is straight from Cam's camp, whether you believe him or not, that he expected to be the quarterback next year or at least have a shot to show the GM and the new coach what he could do, and that didn't happen. Also, I'll say in all fairness, we're also not thrilled the way Cam has handled his relationship with his assistants after he left.
Wow.
That's true.
We're putting all the drama out
there.
Well,
I mean, what's the difference? He's a Patriot now. I hate him.
Yeah, he did him dirty.
I'm rooting for Cam, 704 says, but I'm hoping that the other team drops balls a lot. And then someone says, completely true about Cam being an ass when the cameras are off.
Do you think that he was only nice to us because we'd get on the radio and talk crap about him?
No.
I don't know. I mean, Cam definitely loves Cam first in the room. remember when you met him for the first time in 2015?
Yeah, I had no clue who he was.
And you didn't know who he was, and he was shocked by that? You know, he's like, I don't understand. How could people not like sports and not know who I am?
I walked into the room. I was like, hey, how's it going? New morning show, Roy Brown. It's good to meet you.
Where is he?
What's your name? Are you the tall one? You must be an athlete. You're tall. What's your name?
Where's Carmen? No, it's Cameron. That's right. There he is.
It's a big day for you, huh? Don't be nervous. Sit down. We got this.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, KISS 95.1.
Loren was on the show earlier this morning. If you missed it, it was around 7:30. You can listen to the entire show replayed 24/7 on the KISS 95.1 app. Also, we're hoping to make a big cool announcement about something you can do with Alexa, how you can really interact with the Manny Roy and Loren show from home. And supposedly, Roy, we're supposed to be able to make that announcement this week.
I cannot wait. You know, it's a project we've been working on since Christmas.
That is true. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. I was looking at this article from the New York Post, and it's funny because it reminds me of us.
Mm-hmm.
A guy got fired because he refused to show up to work that day. But the reason why he said he refused to show up to work was because there was a suspicious character standing out in front of his workplace, and he didn't want to go in.
Don't blame him.
And so he drove home, accidentally fell asleep, and then was fired for not showing up.
Well, I don't know if I drive that part, I understand. I don't know if I drive home. I would just stay in my car until somebody could...
He claims he sat there for over an hour, and no other employees were coming in at that time.
Now I'm back on his side. After an hour, I'm going home, too.
Yeah. And calls to the police went unanswered.
Okay, I'm going home.
However, he has been fired after his boss said he doesn't know whether or not He should have left to go home. There's other things he could have done to get into the building. We also have a security force. He could have contacted them. And the police have no record of any calls coming in asking to please come to that location.
Well, okay, now it's getting suspicious. He says he called the police, but they keep record.
You're going back and forth on this story.
I am, because let me tell you, if I ever feel like it's unsafe for me to come here, I'm not coming in. I think it's our employer's responsibility to make it as safe as possible.
We have this text chain that every morning show member in the entire building is on. And if there's anybody suspicious sitting outside or walking or asking for money, whatever they're doing, it comes across on the text chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, hey, heads up, someone, you know, out by door asking to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you just have an idea. And then what happens is, too, somebody be like, okay, I'm on my way. If anybody wants to walk in together, we'll all walk in together. Everybody's on that text chain except for who?
Me. Somehow they created the text chain and left me off. So I show up and then I run into the guy. He's always some, you know, radio listener who's, you know, don't have all the marbles. Or they're or if it's not too bad, it's just a homeless person. I don't care about homeless people.
Right.
They need places to sleep.
But a lot of people don't want to just be bugged on their way into work in the morning.
Yeah. So I always find out. It's always shocking. And I come up, I'm like, do you guys know what happened out there? I'm like, yeah, well, we got the text.
And there's 13 people on the text chain and Roy's not on. And by the way, I've told the text chain and I know producer Nicole has. Hey, can you add Roy?
No.
Nothing happened.
Because it's too difficult.
We love you, dude.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
What a show. Exhausting. You look exhausted.
I am exhausted.
If you missed it, Roy, you made a big announcement at 7:30 this morning.
I am. I am engaged. Did that last Thursday evening.
Yeah, and it's real funny because I went out with my wife and producer Nicole and Kylie, and we went to dinner, and I said, oh, let me shoot Roy a text. Obviously, I had no idea that this was going to happen. You surprised all of us.
I was kind of wondering if you maybe knew when I said the sister was coming into town.
Yeah.
And that was surprising still.
You know, I kind of thought when you said that his sister was coming in and then you sent the text that said I'm a little tied up after I texted you,
mm-hmm.
It crossed my mind, but I was out with, everyone, and I never really thought about it again.
Right, because at one point I remember you asked me, why are you surprising Sterling? And I really didn't have a good reason for it.
Yeah.
It's not like it was a birthday or anything.
Yeah, and the last time you surprised him with a friend from out of town, it didn't turn out as well as you thought.
That was for his birthday. And there was a huge blow up at my apartment. I ended up locking myself in the bathroom, drinking. I didn't want to come out.
Right. Yeah.
Kept the party going.
Yeah. You just kept the party going in the bathroom by yourself.
Well, they figure their friendship out. I'm going to be in here drinking. And the great part about drinking in a bathroom, you end up having to use the restroom quite a bit.
The old slug turning pee. Anyway, it's funny because Roy said that, you know, the sister's coming in, and that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, buddy, you're going back to that well again? You know, it didn't work out so well last time. And then we're happy for you, though, man. We're excited. You. We'll follow your journey. We'll hear more about, you know, your engagement life and, you know, plan the wedding together. That'll be fun. We'll get to pick the music on the radio that we're going to play at the wedding.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how. I mean, we could do it for fun.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Listen, Sterling's going to have a say, too.
Right. We are going to do a band. I do know that.
Okay.
We're going to do a band, and we're going to do a DJ mix.
You think you get, like...
I already know the band that we want.
Is it Antebellum?
No, it's Lady A now.
Lady A. You're right. Lady A, right. Yeah, they dropped that.
No, we're not having Lady A.
Or Chicks.
Dixie Chicks.
They dropped the Dixie.
Did they really?
Yeah, they're just the Chicks now.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Right,
Nicole? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was made last week, but you were probably too busy getting engaged.
Oh, man. That's big news. I think that's bigger news. For some odd reason, I think that's bigger news than Lady A dropping Antebellum.
And me screwing it up and just thinking that they dropped the lady. Smart thinking, maybe.
No. You know, my uncle's boyfriend has a band He's a part of a band called Soul Expression, I believe it is. And so if we can support my family and support someone who's in the LGBTQ community.
We didn't know you had a gay uncle.
I do. I do have a gay
uncle. Have you ever mentioned that before?
I don't think so, but I mean,
well, the more you know.
How many times do I mention family members and I clarify their sexuality on the radio? Hey, don't worry. Aunt Jasmine is straight, in case anybody wanted to know.
You don't have to worry. I just think it didn't, that just caught me off guard. That's all. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that that's like the time that Loren slipped in. She's like, am I half sister in Pittsburgh? I don't talk to her much. And I'm like, what? Like, we just talk so much to each other. We think we know everything about each other.
Yeah, no, I have a gay uncle.
Okay.
So I think we want to go that route. Depends on the price, okay, of course, if we can't afford a band.
Right.
That's the other thing. We have all these issues with our house. I mean, it just issue after issue. And then now we got to start budgeting for a wedding. So I'm broke.
So the leak might, if you want a band, the roof might have to just leak for a year.
Maybe. Oh, listen, I can take some mold.
Oh, that's awesome. <young. laughs> We are excited, and we want you to go check out the replay. If you missed it, it's at the MRL show. You can check out all the pictures, and we'll have the audio up there of Roy's big announcement, plus the replay, of course, 24-7 on the KISS 95.1 app. You can listen to the show there, okay? Tomorrow, we've got a quarantine court for you at 8:05. And that's it, Roy. Congratulations. Give Sterling our best.
I will. I will tell him.
All right, and everybody, of course, head to KISS95.1.com for all the details on today's big announcement.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.